Welcome, and thank you for joining us today as we embark on a very special 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. As many of you are aware, these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools, Support for Your Soul. And during this 15-week series, we'll be sharing with you the importance of meditation for expansion of your consciousness, the seven-step process, the spiritual thermometer, to name just a few. And the first tool we're going to learn about is meditation. I want you to know that this series will empower you to become your infinite self. And so let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. I am aligned with the presence of God within. I am protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps me discover more about who I am. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning my conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Today, Jane will be sharing with us her spiritual journey and her search to know the truth of her being. Jane emphasizes the importance of meditation. It is the number one tool to moving out of our finite consciousness into our infinite consciousness. Let's watch and listen.
Today, we're celebrating the anniversary of the Spiritual Power Tool book. 10 years ago, I published the Spiritual Power Tool book. And I'm going to spend some time the next few weeks talking to you about the different tools and how I came about them and why I came about them and why they are important to me to support you in your spiritual journey. When I began my journey in the 60s, I felt very alone. I was on a journey of realizing my soul, but I didn't know what my soul was. I didn't even understand what that meant. But there was something in me that knew there was a place that I needed to go to, if you will, to understand more about who I am and my goal for God realization. Well, I'm sitting here 45 years ago and thinking about what I was thinking back then, 45 years ago. What was I thinking? What was I feeling? What was in my heart? What did I want? And I didn't know what to say or how to ask for anything. But I did know one thing. I was committed to know more about the evolution of who Jane Elizabeth Fenton Hart was. My heart of hearts was pushing me forward, was saying, there's more, Jane, there's more. Go forward and find out what more is. Well, the Spiritual Power Tool book is about my 45-year-old journey, how I discovered the tools, why they were important to me, and why I put this together in the first place. As I began my journey, and I struggled to find a teacher, I thought maybe I'd go to India and maybe there would be a teacher there, even though I was married and had four children. I was committed. I was willing to go to India. I was willing to do whatever I needed to do. And yet, that was not my journey to go to India. My journey was to be a householder, so to speak. Somebody that had a family, had responsibilities to a husband and to children, to a home, and still be on a spiritual journey. That was what I understood, that I didn't need to go to India, that I needed to practice becoming a spiritual student right here in the USA, doing that which is necessary for me to do to find my inner self, my spiritual essence, so to speak. Yes, you are seeing me 45 years later, talking to you about how this became such an important part of my spiritual expression. I felt that if I ever got through the process of this spiritual journey, that I would do everything in my power to support others who had the same desire in their heart to know themselves in God. Trust me when I say I didn't know that I was going to understand my soul and the evolution of my consciousness through the eons and eons of time. I had no comprehension of that when I started this journey. I didn't even know there was reincarnation, and I knew from the Bible that I was a soul, but I didn't know what that meant. What does it mean that I have a soul? And how did Jesus forgive all my sins? These were the questions that I had at the very beginning of my journey. I wanted to know what God's plan for my life was. Because when I was 5 years old, I told my parents, God has a plan for my life. And of course, the story was be a good wife. In the 50s, get married, be a good wife, have family, do a good job with your children. I bought the cookie. I thought, okay, then this is God's plan for my life. But guess what? There was something in me that kept saying, there's got to be more. I mean, I'm happy to be a good mother and a wife and do all the things that one does, but there was a more that was stirring within me that was saying, yes, but I know there's more. I know that there's a deeper plan, but I don't know what that plan was or how to even tap into it. So I struggled and struggled until I was around 32 years old. And at that point, I decided that what I needed to do was to begin to meditate. Because Jesus said in the Bible, he went up into the mountains and talked to his Father, instilled and most quiet. And if this was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me, is exactly what I thought. Is good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So I began my process of trying to quiet my mind and trying to tap into whatever this mysterious thing was that I needed to tap into. And so the journey began for me. The journey of many, many steps, of many revelations, of many understandings. And when I became more spiritually aligned with my spiritual self, I created the Spiritual Power Toolbook, from the tools that I used climbing up the mountain. And I'm going to talk to you like it's a mountain, and it was a climbing up the mountain to the higher place, to that infinite intelligence at the top of, so to speak, the mountain. I went to the top of the mountain, but it didn't happen overnight. It was a slow, methodical journey. It was one step at a time, at a time, at a time. And I felt lost at times. I felt anxious. What's around the corner? What do I need to do to be more committed to my journey? That was a thought that I had many, many, many times on the journey, because it's a steep mountain that I was climbing. And I needed to be focused, I needed to be dedicated, and I needed more than anything else to be committed to that journey. Because I felt that wherever this journey was taking me, that this was a journey that I must take no matter what, no matter when, no matter anything. So the journey began in the mid-60s. I started a regimen of meditation. And that meditation introduced me to the energy and a new kind of vibration that was happening to me, a new invigorating, I'm grasping for words, it's hard to even talk about it, but it's an energy field, a vibration, a feeling within my heart that things were moving forward for me, not knowing where I was going, but knowing I had to go there. And that was my beginning, my very beginning, way back in the 60s. I knew with my heart of hearts, I needed to climb the mountain of consciousness. However, I didn't know how I was going to get there. I didn't know anything. And I began going to different churches. I began getting different books. And nothing was satisfying me. Nothing was, yes, this is the thing I should be doing, or this is the thing I should be doing. No. I kept going back to meditation, because when I was making the questions to the minister or to the church that I was trying to find some information, from the Catholic Church to the Methodist Church, I didn't care what. I wanted to know what this quest was and how to get there. And I got doors closed to me all over the place. No matter who I talked to, who I thought knew everything and was a brilliant teacher, and nobody could satisfy my heart's desire to know myself and God. In fact, many times when I went to other places, they told me, oh, well, you just need to be a good person. You need to take this class or that class. And nothing was satisfying me, because I knew within myself that there was something driving me to something greater that I knew not what. So my journey began with meditation, trying to connect with whatever it was that was out there. And as I continue to do my meditations and quieted my mind as best I could. And believe me, it was not easy because my mind chattered, 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 chattered. And I could not stop it from chattering until I made peace with it. I finally said, okay, if you want to chatter, just go right ahead. I'm not listening to you. I'm not going to give you any of my attention. So you can chatter all you want to, little mind of mine, but I am not paying any attention to you. I'm not going to grab up an idea that you got in your mind about what you're going to fix for dinner tonight or what one of your children need, because it's all an old program. And I recognize my old programs, and those old programs do not and cannot exist within me now because they belong to my old way of thinking. There was something in me that knew that there was another way for me to think, another way for me to look at my life. And of course, I did not know what that was except meditate, 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 meditate. So I began my vigil. I just started getting up early in the morning and meditating and being still and asking for divine guidance. God, speak to me, somebody speak to me. And I began to feel the energy coming in. I began slowly but surely understanding this other energy that was coming in within me. That was different from anything I'd ever felt before. And I had a room in my bedroom with a chair in it. And I would meditate in that same chair. And it was almost like because I meditated in that chair, it almost grabbed me up, and the energy was there. So I love my chair. I love, love, love my little chair. And I would sit in the morning. I would sit at noon. I would sit in it before I went to bed. And I didn't care what anybody thought about what I was doing. I needed to do it for me. This was a commitment I made to me. I didn't know what kind of big commitment this was, but I knew I had to commit to me. I had to grow, I had to change, and I was committed to do that. So there was a vibration that I was sending out to the universe. I'm here. I'm sitting in this chair. I want you to speak to me, God, if there is a God. I want to know you, God, and I will sit here for the rest of my life if I have to until you speak to me. Until something happens that I understand there's more to this life than what's happening right now. So I'm sitting here. I'm going to be the most stubborn student that there ever was. And I'm sitting in this chair, no matter what, no matter what is happening in my life, I will dedicate myself to sitting in my chair, connecting with whatever there is. I don't know what is. I don't know how it's going to be in my life, but I'm sitting and I'm committed. So here I am. And guess what? The spiritual power tools began to come forth in my consciousness. Yes, I was committed. I did want to know from my whole beingness. I wanted to know, and I was determined. And because I was so determined, and I committed to sit in my little chair on a daily basis and just trying my best to still my mind. And I will tell you, that was the most important commitment I ever made. It was the most important moment in my life. I can say that now. 45 years later. That was very, very important because that got the attention of the masters. It got the attention of the infinite intelligence that created this universe. It said, I am willing, I am able, and I am committed. So that is why one of the spiritual power tools is dedicated to meditation. Because I know that the importance of being still and listening and being determined, determined, will take you on your journey, will help you to understand your whole self in God. Your whole self. Not just a portion, but your whole self. God is calling you. Your higher self is calling you. And it's trying to get your attention to be committed to the journey and the steps necessary to take to move your consciousness to a higher understanding of who you are. I celebrate the spiritual power tools because those are the tools that help me up the mountain. And I am going to be talking to you about them again because I'm celebrating. To me, I'm celebrating these tools because I love these tools because they helped me when I thought I was going to fall and into nothingness. They helped me. So this is why I put this together, because they helped me. I know they can help you. They aren't just some little, oh, this would be fun to do. These steps that I'm going to be talking about supported me for 45 years and counting. Because I used them all the time. For 45 years I used them. I just didn't get a tool and use it for a while and then put it down and get another tool. No, I began to understand that these are my tools up the mountain to a higher consciousness, up the mountain to the infinite intelligence of this universe. These were the tools that would get me there. And I had to use them every day, one or another. And even though I had used them over and over again, I still used them because they were so important to get me up the mountain. They kept me going. They kept me focused. They kept me knowing that I was moving into higher consciousness. So this is why these tools were put together. This is my journey. And in the spiritual power tools is truly my journey. My journey that I put in a little book. It's little. It's precise. It has a lot of tools in it. And every one of those is a power tool. And as you use the tools, they become more powerful for you. They get more vibration, get more energy. So it's just that, let's read this book and say, yay, this is interesting. So I'm a soul, so I'm evolving. No, don't do that to yourself. Use this as a guide to go up the mountain. Use it. That's what I put it together for. I didn't put it together to entertain anyone. I put it together to support you in your mountain climbing so that you would have some sort of a book to help you up the mountain. The book that I didn't have, the meditations that I did to find the way up the mountain brought me these tools. And I'm sure that there was a divine plan to teach me how to do that which is mine to do with these tools in support of my soul. Meditate. Meditate, meditate, and be demanding about it. Oh, well, I have nothing to do today, so I'm going to meditate. No, it has to have a vibration and energy, or you're not going to get any answers at all. Think about yourself when you're sitting down to meditate, that you are accessing infinite intelligence. Try it. Work on it. And come up the mountain with me. Because I'm going to go over these tools and in a very precise way that I've never done before. And you say, oh, well, I've read that book, and oh, gosh, she's going to be talking about spiritual power tools. And I'll wait till it's over. No! Don't do that to yourself. Don't dishonor the I am presence that you are. Don't dishonor it. Be committed to something greater than yourself right now. There is something beautiful and wonderful coming forth for you. Allow it to birth in you, birth and become who you are. So meditate, meditate, meditate with vim, vigor, and vitality. Say, I am sitting here and I mean it. I want my out-of-body teacher. I want whatever I need. And if I need a new out-of-body teacher, give me whatever I need right now. That's what I'm going to ask for. There's new energy coming in this planet right now. And I want to connect myself to that energy, which will help me to go up the mountain easier. So I bid you goodbye today. As we move up this mountain together, take the challenge. It's an adventure of a lifetime. You'll never be sorry. You will never be sorry that you started this climb. Because there's gold at the end. There's a new consciousness at the end that's different from any consciousness you've ever had in any incarnation. Bye-bye for now.
Our journey begins with meditation. Meditation aligns us with our spiritual self. Now, I relate with what Jane was saying about learning to meditate. However, I came to meditation for an entirely different reason. In the early 90s, I believed my life was falling apart, and I was at a loss to know how to change the direction of my life. I was very fortunate to have a friend that knew I was struggling and suggested I begin to meditate. Well, at first I thought, well, that was a silly idea. I didn't know anything about meditation and the benefits of it. However, I was desperate to find some relief from my life situation and decided it couldn't hurt. Something had to change, and unbeknownst to me, as I embarked on this journey of learning to meditate, that it was me that had to change. As I began to meditate 5 minutes a day, and I did this for months until I moved into 10 minutes a day, etc. I was determined because after a while, I began to look forward to these small increments of time when I attempted to still my mind. I stopped thinking about myself, and little by little, I began to access the silence. And I want you to know that this didn't happen overnight. However, I was committed to knowing my whole self. And through this spiritual practice, I found the truth of my being. And I know it works. And I know that if you find this spiritual practice, you will also find the truth of your being. I want to invite you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Q&A gathering. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area below. We are so grateful to you for your gifts to the center, which allow us to continue this work serving all souls. The information for donations is also listed in the chat area. At this time, let us take a few minutes to meditate together. If you're comfortable, please close your eyes and just relax. Just allow the chair you're sitting in to support you. And breathe. Just breathe. We are in the now. We're allowing ourselves to rest in this moment. Our minds are being quieted. And our hearts are being opened to this experience of silence. If a thought comes into your mind, just allow it to move beyond you. Let it float like a cloud in the sky. There's nothing that needs your attention at this time. You are moving into a new understanding of silence. You are opening yourself to knowing your true self. To the freedom of peace. You are calm. You are open in this moment to your intuitive guidance. Your consciousness is expanding. You are at peace. We are grateful for having had this opportunity to come together in silence and love. And when you're comfortable, just open your eyes and let the chair support you. Again, very grateful for having the opportunity to come together in this moment today. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to visiting with you next week. Bye now.